T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John Vitolkas is the manager, the county manager for Henrico County, and the deputy manager, Tony McDowell, have been kind enough to join us this morning to talk about the way the county of Henrico is approaching this. Fill us in. I really appreciate you being willing to come on the air. I have been disappointed. Some people have said, no, we'll send you a press release. We don't really want to talk on the radio. And you all were very proactive about wanting to communicate with the citizens. So let me salute you for that. And you tell me what we need to know.
Well, John, I think you did just listening to you, and that is a great, message to send to folks. You know, you talk about needs in the community right now, you mentioned the blood services, and right. That's a great thing for people to do and wrap their heads around. We don't need another press release. You mentioned people sending information from all levels of government. Right now, Henrico's operating. We're open. The basic premise, if you will, that is that there are many folks are making, you're hearing a whole lot of speeches. Yeah. We're getting a lot from other levels of government regarding the response to this health emergency, which it is. But the response is going to be 99% local. So we need to do everything that we can to make sure that we're performing. And I apologize.
That's okay. Yeah.
Get a little nervous on the radio.
It's not a problem at all. And I let me interrupt you. I'll tell you, it is a situation that I think is a lot of people concerned. And I wanted to ask you, in Henrico County, since two of the individuals, and I'm not judgmental about it at all. I mean, it could happen to any of us. Two of the individuals who have tested positive in Virginia live in the West End, I'm told. I don't know them, but looking on Facebook, apparently we have a couple hundred friends in common. So, of course, my eyes perked up when I saw that. What do you all in county management do when you get that type of news? Anything in particular, or what was your mindset when you got that news?
Well, I mean, there's obviously concern. We've got a major nursing home that had a case, and they did an absolutely phenomenal job. Westminster Canterbury has done a phenomenal, has had a great response. But, you know, part of it is education, but part of it is the psychology of what we're dealing with right now.
Right.
And you think about the businesses and what they're going through. You know, we have had questions or statements about restaurants and are we policing restaurants? We're not doing that. Mm-hmm. We're getting calls from residents that are reporting people being in parks. We don't need you to call 911 to report people playing pickleball.
Oh,
that's a waste of resources.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Tony, you want to speak to some of that?
Sure. You know, we've heard a lot of alarming news. And if you go on Facebook and that sort of thing, I think you can overdose yourself on this stuff if you're not careful. But the reality here on the ground with our public safety folks is they're upbeat. They're ready to continue to provide the same services that we always provide. There's obviously a professional level of concern about how to do it safely. and we're doing everything that we can regionally to make sure that our communities are safe.
Yeah. So forgive me for interrupting, fire, police, rescue, all operating. What else, is there anything that you've scaled back on or that you all have made a judgment that you're not going to enforce or that the timetable is shifting? Because that's...
No. So, you know, you've got libraries that have closed, but we've redeployed those folks. We've set up a call center, and if I can, let me put this number out, 501-5655. But all the services are being provided. It's just that they may be provided in a different way.
Okay. Now, what is that number, 501-5655? What happens if we call that?
That is a call center for any questions that residents of the county may have regarding county services.
Gotcha. 501-5655 in Henrico County.
If you
come upon a situation where you are looking for some guidance, the county offices are open or closed?
They are open.
Okay.
So they're open. We've got a good portion of our workforce that is teleworking or working from home. But all the street level services, you know, police, fire, we get water main breaks. All of that has to continue. And one of the things, John, that I think would be helpful is guidance from the state. So we keep seeing and hearing statements that are made and put out, and I'm not pointing at any one person. It's just the general environment that we're in. We have a problem right now with our jails and the number of state responsible inmates that we have at jails.
Okay.
So that's a population that we're worried about. What would be helpful is for the state to help us there.
What could they do?
Well, I mean, you've got comments about, you know, move these folks here, get a certain population out of jail, but the courts are backed up, or the courts are operating, you know, in a very limited fashion. So
right.
Anything that they could do to provide guidance statewide, and then number two, get your prisoners, because our jails are all full locally.
There's no more room. They're at capacity.
There is no more room.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that's important to know. Listen, I appreciate you coming on the air to talk us through some of this, and I hope you'll stay in touch. Unfortunately, I think we've got at least, I mean, best-case scenario, one more week of this, and I hate to say it, I think we're probably going to be talking about this for a bit longer. So John Vitalkas is the county manager for Henrico County. You just heard from the deputy county manager, Tony McDowell, as well. I appreciate the fact that you're willing to come on the air. And you know what? We'll welcome you again next week or the following week as we get updates. Hopefully things will be calming down and not getting worse. But either way, I appreciate the fact that you're willing to talk on the radio about it. Thank you both.
Thank you, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.